Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
What exactly did you hope Zelensky would do about the Biden after your phone call? Exactly.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Biden. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine. So I would say that President Zelensky, if it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens.
So now, that was today. So now the President of the United States is telling China to please intervene and interfere in our elections also. This is really sick and twisted. And before we're done, probably Donald Trump will go to all 192 countries and ask them to interfere in our elections, because Donald Trump knows he's going to lose. He knows that. And he also knows that the support for impeachment in this country is rising. And of course, Democrats are, you know, in support of impeachment. Now, 74% of Democrats, 17% of Republicans, we're getting there. And the all-important independents are completely split down the crack, okay? 37 for, 37 against. But the plurality of this country, 45% of this country, wants to see this president impeached and removed. Oh, my God. So he stood there today on his way to the Villages, which is a real conservative little old people stronghold here in South Florida. And that was him leaving the White House, asking China to please interfere. So what, is China going to engage in cyber warfare against us now, too? I mean, we got Russia interfering. Now we're going to have China interfering. He's blackmailing Zelensky, who is completely dependent upon European countries and the United States to beat back a Russian ongoing, current, right now, occupation of Crimea and the eastern part of Ukraine, the Donbass. I mean, this is just so unbelievable. What is he going to invent? China, if you're listening, see what I mean? It's the same damn thing. He just said it out loud. China, if you're listening, I hope you can find dirt on Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Now, let me just start with this is all propaganda. And it's all coming from one place. We're not 100% sure what that place is. I'm just going to suggest Rudy Giuliani, Paul Manafort. You know, I'm going to suggest that. Because yesterday, as we were going to close up the show, there was a press conference. Remember yesterday there was a urgent call from the State Department Inspector General to speak to Republicans and Democrats, eight different Republicans and Democrats on the Intel Committee, on the Oversight Committee, on the Foreign Affairs Committee, because he had to turn over some stuff that was turned over to him that he's been sitting on for a really long time. But now he felt that this stuff that he was sitting on for a really long time might be germane to the investigation that's going on in Ukraine that is being conducted by Rudy Giuliani and Mike Pompeo. Very sick. So Jamie Raskin was the spokesperson for these Republican and Democratic members of the House and Senate who received the independent inspector general, the IG from the State Department. And he described and showed you what this is. As you're watching this, just ask yourself this question, because if we can get the answer, I'll know exactly what the provenance of the documents is. Does Paul Manafort do calligraphy? Does anybody know if Paul Manafort is gifted with the art of calligraphy? Does anybody know? I don't know.
So Secretary Pompeo, attention, Ruth, and it says the White House. So it may have come from the White House, it may not. We don't know. And there are a series of folders which all come from Trump hotels. So folder after folder that say Trump hotel. Now, I haven't had time to thoroughly scrutinize everything that's in here, but it's essentially a packet of propaganda and disinformation spreading conspiracy theories. Those conspiracy theories have been widely debunked and discredited. Apparently, the material came in May of this year.
When Zelensky won.
It coincided with the moment in which Ambassador Yovanovitch was recalled. So it was clearly targeting her as well as some other people. The inspector general turned it over to the FBI and then has not done anything else internally with it at the Department of State, as far as we understand. When the whistleblower report came out, he felt that he needed to turn it over to Congress. And so we are now in possession of this packet of propaganda and disinformation that was circulated in May. Now, it mentions a number of people that we're planning to see, most notably Ambassador Yovanovitch. Secretary of State Pompeo is trying to block her from coming. We don't think he'll succeed in doing that, but he wants to try to prevent her to coming to Congress to give her testimony. The existence of this packet and its curious history raises profoundly troubling questions. Why was Secretary of State Pompeo in possession of this packet of disinformation? Why did he distribute it and circulate it? To whom else did he distribute it and circulate it? And why was his staff involved in that process?
Yeah. So here's what I can figure out, that Giuliani claims sort of, you know, if you listen to him, and which is very difficult, I have to tell you, it's like listening to a madman. Okay. Giuliani gave this to the White House. The White House gave this to Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo apparently circulated this and then gave it to the White House counsel. The White House counsel gave it to the inspector general at the State Department, who sat on it for a while. And now he believes that this packet is germane to the investigation of the impeachment of Donald Trump.
What constitutes an urgent concern? Why is this considered urgent if it's unclear where this is even coming from?
Well, that was one of the questions I think a lot of people at the president in the meeting had. The inspector general seemed to feel that he had been sitting on this for months and that it might be relevant to the work of the committee. I mean, the committee is obvious. Look, the big story is the president of the United States was involved in a shakedown operation against the Ukrainian government attempting to obtain political dirt on the Bidens. And he held up hundreds of millions of dollars in foreign military and economic aid in order to make that happen. Then they covered the whole thing up. There's not much of an effort to refute that on the facts, but there's an effort to try to go underneath it to say that there was a vast conspiracy to make up everything that Special Counsel Mueller investigated. I don't really know the relevance of it. At a certain point, it's hard to follow all of the conspiracy theories, but this packet of information is simply meant to advance the conspiracy theory that Mueller's finding that there was a sweeping and systematic campaign by Russia to interfere in our election was specious and fallacious.
And as you... It's a package of disinformation, talking points, obfuscation, a bunch of conspiracy theories. Throw it all out there. Throw it all. Confuse the American people when the issue is a very simple one. The very simple issue is that President Donald Trump called a newly elected president of Ukraine and shook him down, held up Javelin missiles, held up military aid because he had a favor to ask, though. Right. And the favor was, manufacture bull crap about Joe Biden and his son for my political benefit.